Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
So we are in the new Hebraic calendar, 5784. It's the Hebrew letter, Dalet. It's the year of the open door. You know, I do believe that God's going to open up many doors. I've heard other prophets speak about this, my prophet friends. But one of the things that, unless you know the Hebrew pretty well and you're able to unpack the letter Dalet, the original letter of the Hebrew word Dalet was not Dalet. It was not the door. It was actually Dog, D-A-G, which literally is the symbol of a fish. And so this is a season for the great harvest. It is harvest time. And so with that, if you look at number four, the Lord gave me and took me on this journey of four over the last several months. And the fourth miracle of Jesus is him feeding the 5,000. And so this letter four represents this year, I believe, we're going to experience multiplication. In fact, if we know addition, we know that the church in Acts, you know, experienced addition. And then after chapter five, they went into multiplication. And so I believe that we're moving from an addition to multiplication. And I believe that this year, you're going to see God multiply the works of your hand, the seeds that you've sown. And so with the multiplication, it's going to come through Thanksgiving. Jesus, when he told the disciples, you feed them. And the disciples were baffled, you know, and they said they brought, what, two loaves of bread and five fish. It's a season of fullness that adds to seven, means fulfillment, fullness, perfection. I believe that we're stepping into a season of God's fullness. It's a fullness of time in terms of what's happening within God's timetable. And in that season, thanksgiving and gratitude is key. Thanksgiving and gratitude is key. One of the sins that kept the Israelites from being kept out of the promised land was their grumbling. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 gives you the four sins on why the Israelites never stepped into the promised land. One of them was grumbling. Let's shift the grumbling into gratitude. Because Jesus received the fish and the bread. He looked up. He broke it. How many of you feel a little broken right now in this season? You know, there's something about beauty and brokenness before the Lord. And in that space, Jesus broke it and he gave thanks. And it was after he gave thanks, multiplication came. Thanksgiving is always a key to multiplication. So it's the fourth miracle of Jesus. It's also the fourth river in Genesis chapter 2. The first mention of the rivers is Genesis 2, 10 to 14. And it says, and out of Eden flowed four rivers. Eden means his desire. That's what it means. So out of his desire, there's four rivers. We know that the first river was Pishon, the second was Gihon, third is Tigris, but then the fourth river is Euphrates. So Pishon means increase, Gishon means to burst forth or breakthrough, Tigris means rapid or acceleration, and Euphrates, and this is what I believe that the Lord is really hitting on, is Euphrates means fruitfulness. So get ready because the places where you thought were barren, I believe are going to bear much fruit in this season. You're going from barrenness into fruitfulness because of your faithfulness. You thought your faithfulness was not being heard, was not being seen. But I feel like God's saying, get ready because we are in the fourth river of Euphrates and you are going to step into by his grace, by his spirit, not by might nor by power, but by his spirit, says God, into a great season of fruitfulness. I hope you're being encouraged because when the Lord began to speak to me about this, I was definitely encouraged. And so I said this to the Lord. I said, God, for me to share this, I need to experience this. Well, you know, I want to be able to say, look, this is what the Lord has done. This is a confirmation. And so I just want to share with you without going into the details. Our church has grown since he's spoken to me about this 3 months ago, quadruple times since 3 months ago. You know, and as a joke, I say, okay, now we have 10 people, right? But, you know, the Lord said, watch, I'm about to multiply. I said, show me, God. And he quadrupled our church community here in Bakersfield. And I'm telling you, if he could do it for me, he's going to do it for you. He's a respecter of nobody.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Inlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. And we've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.